Brad Day from WeekendSherpa.com encouraging us all to get outside and get some fresh air. What do you got this week, Brad?
Being in the kind of height of summer, going on a little bit of a backpacking trip, maybe having that Reese Witherspoon wild experience.
Oh, boy.
But just over a weekend, right?
over a weekend with better shoes.
We're not hiking the Pacific Coast Trail.
Right. Actually, this is Desolation Wilderness, which bumps up right to Lake Tahoe. So it's a straight shot from Highway 80 or Highway 50. And it's just home to magnificent landscape. You get 64,000 acres of this kind of glacier-formed valleys and lakes, and you get the subalpine forest, and there's tons of little places to set up a camp and have that kind of mini backpacking experience.
Is this off of 50 or 80? Is it south or north? Or
it's kind of from Lake Tahoe, it's on the west side that just encompasses all of that kind of wild space that's west of Lake Tahoe. And the hike that I really like goes out to what's called Half Moon Lake. It's only 5.5 miles to get back there, which doesn't sound like a lot until you put on like a 40-pound backpack and you're taking your tent and your sleeping bag with you. But what makes it so cool is that Half Moon Lake is the largest and the deepest granite cirque in Desolation Wilderness. And granite cirque is like this kind of granite amphitheater, you know, where you're camping at the lake and you get these granite walls that rise like 1,500 feet.
Wow.
So it's really kind of spectacular. And you don't have to camp in like a designated spot. You kind of scatter camp so you can find out which spot looks the best, and then you pitch your tent.
And so, but you do have to register with somebody. You can't just show up there and pitch a tent.
Yeah, good point. So you do have to, they do a quota system, which is kind of what keeps it wild, so to speak. There's only a few people that can be camping out at this particular part of the park on any given night. But I think that's kind of great because you do... you're not going to be overrun with a lot of people. So you do get that solitude experience.
I was going to say, so the 40-pound backpack would be off. Is that the kind of thing we're looking at if you want to go camping in here?
Well, it depends on also how much booze you want to take.
I was going to say, because with Renee, it's like 60 pounds.
That's what I rented a St. Bernard to help me.
Right. Actually, it is dog friendly. Yeah. So that could totally work. It is. Yeah. Desolation Wilderness is dog friendly. And if you have the legs for it, you will pass the PCT, which is what Reese Witherspoon hiked on this trail out to Half Moon Lake, which is kind of cool. But if you have the legs for it, check out Mount Tallaq. It's a little side trip. It's kind of like one of the iconic mountains in Lake Tahoe, and it has probably the best view you're going to get of Lake Tahoe, of Fallen Leaf Lake, of Desolation Wilderness. It's almost 10,000 feet high, and it's a nice 5-mile side trip from Half Moon Lake.
Brad Day, he's our Weekend Sherpa. Check out all he does at WeekendSherpa.com. Thanks, man.
Thanks.